Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, Two Takes in a Movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today it's a story based on real events.
Yes.
About a woman who works to get her family's art returned that was stolen by the Nazis. And the movie is called Woman in Gold.
Russ, this film reminded me a lot of the also current film, Big Eyes, where you have a woman fighting for justice. It has to do with artwork, and both women are eventually vindicated.
Helen Mirren plays the woman who was a refugee during World War II. She fled Austria 50 years later. She's aided by a young lawyer, played by Ryan Reynolds, to take the impossible task on of returning the art to its rightful owners. And boy, did they have some obstacles to overcome.
Absolutely. I thought initially that her co-star was going to be a lightweight, but I thought he did a good job in displaying several feelings that were unexpected.
You know, Helen Mirren can do no wrong, but, you know, I did think that Ryan Reynolds was good, but I felt the movie would been a lot more effective had they gotten an actor who would really more strongly convey those emotions.
Well, you may have a point there, but I thought I was not excited about seeing this film, but once I began to get into it, and the Nazis and the flashbacks, and it was compelling.
Yeah, the only downside is the fact that there are melodramatic flourishes and a lot of flashbacks that take up a lot of time that really bog things down, I think, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I thought it was a pretty entertaining film.
Very entertaining, and it's a history lesson. The Woman in Gold is a painting by Klimt worth $100 million currently in New York.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.